Now back home, the Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman says he believes the general election should be held on November 29th. He said he will discuss the timing with the Taoiseach an Tánaiste on Monday, but he believes it's time to give the public some clarity.
Out in the doors even just last night, I'm starting to get the sense people are getting a little tired maybe of the will they, won't they? And probably now is the time to give some degree of certainty to the Irish people in terms of the election date. I'll be meeting the coalition, the two coalition leaders on Monday. What I'll be saying to them is that I think we need to give clarity. And I'll be saying my preference is for a November election for the 29th of November. I think that gives us the opportunity to get those final pieces of legislation through.
The Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman speaking there this morning. Meanwhile, our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy asked Minister for Finance Jack Chambers if the finance bill was being expedited to facilitate an election.
So I expect the finance bill to go before the Oireachtas again on November 5th. It passed second stage this week. And obviously on the wider point that you've asked, party leaders will discuss that issue in the next period ahead. But for me, the focus is on enacting all of the measures that we set out in Budget 2025. In the aftermath of party leaders having a general discussion, I can consider it at that point. But I expect the finance bill to go before the Oireachtas on November 5th.
Finance Minister Jack Chambers there. Our political reporter Mary Regan joins us now. Mary, a big push today from Roderick O'Gorman for an election on Friday, November the 29th. Do we have our date?
Well, I think we have the closest thing we've had yet to a date. He is the first of the three coalition party leaders to definitively and publicly state what exactly their preference is. So in that sense, it's the closest we have to yet, and it'd be hard to see him saying that so publicly without having, you know, some sort of firm inkling, as it were, or at least, you know, some steer that this might be the date, because it would, you know, seem not likely that he'd say it without believing it was some sort of runner. And chronologically and logistically and, you know, in terms of the whole timetable, it also makes the most sense, because it would allow some key pieces of legislation to be passed next week. Roderick O'Gorman mentioned the maternity protection bill that basically allows women who are on maternity leave and are ill with during maternity leave to defer their maternity leave until after their sickness leave, and also the hate crime bill. They are now likely to pass next week. That just leaves the finance bill, and as per what Roderick O'Gorman is saying, that could be passed in the first week of November, coming off the back off a recess for Halloween. That'd be a sort of soft launch into the election. It would be called the dissolution of the Dáil would happen the first week of November, leading into a general election campaign.
So it does look like a bit of a moving train at this point. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, has not responded to any of these calls yet. And of course, he was pushing for the government to serve its full term. Where do you think we are with that now?
Well, we're yet to see how the other two coalition party leaders will respond to this, and they are going to need to discuss this on Monday. But I think once the cat is out of the bag and once one of them has named a date, it really does put it up to the two others to name their preference. They can sort of, you know, keep that to themselves any longer. So there are, you know, a couple of ways of looking at this. You know, it does put it up to the two party leaders, but it also sort of gives them some, you know, it takes the pressure off them in many ways, because there had been this sort of Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, and Simon Harris, the Fine Gael leader, were sort of eyeing each other for the past couple of weeks, almost daring the other to sort of name the date or call the date. And now the Green Party leader has done it for them. It takes the pressure off to some degree. And while he said, I asked him specifically if he had put this to the other two party leaders, he said he hadn't. But it would appear, you know, quite unorthodox politically, I think, in a coalition arrangement for them to not have perhaps some inkling of what he was going to say. So now that he's said it, they're going to meet on Monday, and it's hard to see how they can keep their counsel on the election date for too much longer. So I think in that sense, you know, we're on our way to it, most likely, and more likely than we have been so far, to a November 29th election date.
Okay, political reporter Mary Regan, thank you very much for that.